But first, the Veterans Affairs Department is preparing a top-to-bottom review of its challenges in an upcoming report. VA Secretary David Shulkin says it should be out in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and it'll arrive as VA starts to comply with the Trump administration's government reorganization effort and tries to justify a 6% budget boost in fiscal 2018 to Congress. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Veterans Affairs Department is busy looking at the Trump administration's government reorganization plans. Agencies have to submit reform strategies to the Office of Management and Budget sometime this summer. But VA says it wants to get started sooner rather than later. VA Secretary David Shulkin.
We're looking to have a smaller central office function, more streamlined. We're looking to move towards more shared services rather than siloed services in each of our administrations. And we're actually looking across federal agencies to see, are there things that maybe other agencies are doing better that they should be doing for us, or vice versa, whether VA should be taking on some of the functions that other agencies are doing. We're working with other secretaries on that.
It's a pivotal time right now for the agency. VA has about 6 months to present a new plan to Congress for the Veterans Choice 2.0 program, as Shulkin calls it. VA wants to streamline VA Choice and community care programs into one seamless system and integrate more private sector options. The current Choice program funding will dry up at the end of the year, and the future of that plan will depend on the budget. President Trump has proposed significant increases to VA's budget in fiscal 2018. VA is asking for $4.4 billion more in discretionary funding in 2018. That's a 6% increase over 2017. Congress has given VA more and more over the past 10 years or so. It's gotten $30 billion more since 2008. But lawmakers are concerned that this trend will continue. They say they haven't seen the progress they'd like that would merit a 6% budget boost for VA. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz is the ranking member of the House Appropriations Military Construction, Veterans Affairs, and Related Agencies Subcommittee.
While we are providing additional resources, we're not seeing what would normally come as the commensurate response from the people who are receiving these services because of the challenges that the VA is having in providing those services efficiently.
Shulkin says the increase is necessary. Veterans are asking for more authorizations to use the Choice program. VA issued 5 times as many authorizations in fiscal 2016 compared to the year before. And it's given 35% more authorizations in the first quarter of 2017 than the first quarter last year. Here's Shulkin.
But I am not looking for non-sustainable increases year after year the way that we have in the past. And I think, as Congressman Wasserman Schultz said, that's an unsustainable solution. The problems that we have in the VA are not primarily financial. These are primarily system issues that we haven't kept up with and we haven't modernized. So I am looking for an investment this year to help us modernize our systems. The IT system will be one example of where we need to come back, but I am not going to be seeking increases of this type in future years to come.
VA is also looking at cost-cutting measures. The department's looking into how it can eliminate or sell 431 empty buildings and 735 underused ones. That would save VA $25 million a year. The extra funding would also help VA attract and retain top talent to fill 49,300 positions. The Veterans Health Administration alone has 45,000 clinical vacancies. 1,500 of them are for mental health positions. Again, here's Shulkin.
I think that, frankly, the crisis that we went through and the lack of good press, and so the impact on the morale of the workforce, has really hurt us in recruiting. Of course, we had a hiring freeze in place up until April 12th. So we have fallen behind. And in particular, in my priority areas like mental health, I need 1,500 new mental health professionals to join the VA. So we're really prioritizing that right now, and this budget would allow us to get up to that staff.
But Shulkin acknowledged the deep frustration members of Congress have also felt over the Veterans Information Systems and Technology Architecture, or VISTA. It hasn't yet delivered on an electronic health record that's interoperable with the Defense Department's. Shulkin says VA will have a key decision made by July 1st.
The VISTA system is something that frankly, VA should be proud of. It invented it. It was the leader in electronic health records. But, frankly, that's old history. And we have to look at keeping up and to modernize the system. I've said two things, Mr. Chairman, in the past. I've said, number one is VA has to get out of the business of becoming a software developer. This is not our core competency. I don't see why it serves veterans. I think we're doing this in a way that, frankly, we can't keep up with. So I've said that we're going to get out of that business. We're either going to find a commercial company that will take over and support Vista, or we're going to go to an off-the-shelf product. And that's really what we're evaluating now. We have an RFI out for essentially the commercialization of Vista that we wouldn't longer be doing internally. The second thing I've said is that, and I think it was referenced in several of your comments, you have asked the Department of Defense and VA to work together probably for 10 or 15 years. And we've always found ways not to do that. Secretary Mattis and I have talked about this. We believe that we need to find ways to work together. So when I come out in July, I'm going to be talking about a process that led to a decision to get us out of the software development business and to find a way to work even closer with the Department of Defense than we have.
DOD awarded a multi-billion contract to a group of vendors for a new electronic health record back in 2015. VA, though, has always said it'll pursue its own system. But lawmakers are tired of that disconnect. Here's Congressman Tom Rooney.
If General Mattis has a better idea than you do, will you agree to go to his program just to get this moving? And I ask you this for this reason. You could be the best VA secretary of all time if you solve this one problem. And I mean, every time we sit up here and talk to people at this table, that we always keep asking the same question. And I know that there's a lot of bureaucracy, and I know that there's a lot of pride in whatever the problem is. But, you know, we just hope that this, if it means you saying to Mattis, you know what, you're right, you have a better program, we're going to go with your program, will you do it?
And Shulkin's response?
Anybody, whether it's Secretary Mattis or anyone else who has a better idea than I have, I'm going to take it. The answer to your question is yes. We want to resolve this issue in the best way, and if it means taking somebody else's idea, we're going to do that.
In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com.